So we are learning the sugya of Eilonis, which is unusual scenario of how godless emerges. And what we discussed last week on Dalet Amud Beis, on Dalet Amud Aleph, is the Gemara has two psukim. The pasuk seems to indicate that when a girl achieves maturity of 12 years old, she's yotzei, and Amma Vriya is yotzei benaros. And then it also says she's yotzei bebagros. So the Gemara says, how is that possible? After all, if she already left when she was a Nara, then why is she, what's she doing there? What's the Yitziah of Bagrus? And the Gemara suggests a number of possibilities, and the possibility that we started to explore last time was the possibility of Abai, who says, no, we're talking about a unique case of a Bagir de Eilonis, which means a woman who does not achieve physical simanim of godless, of maturity, as in the normal range of 12, 13, 14, she doesn't develop them at all. So therefore, she hits the age of 20, and now all of a sudden we have a din, a gzeres hakosav, a din that at that point we assume that she is perpetually in a state of not achieving physical maturity, and as such, she's already now, her status is fixed at the age of 20, and that she's a bogeres who skipped naros. Since she never didn't have Naros, she just went from a Katana into a Bogeres, so that's going to be a scenario where there's a Yitziah of Bagrus, even though you did not have a Yitziah, you'll have a Yitziah of Bagrus without an experience of Naros. Okay, that's the Gemara. So then we pointed out there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in Masechus Yevamos Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and the Gemara there says, well, what is the ramification of, like, how do we view this girl in this situation? Let's say she is, as the Gemara tells us, you have in front of you, Ochal Chela mi ben 12 yom echad ad ben 18. So let's say she eats Macholos Asurus. She eats tray food after she's 12 years old, before she's clinched as an Eilonis. So what is the halacha? So Rav Omar Nasis Sris Lamafreya, Shmuel Omar Katna Hai Boso Shah. So they reflect the machlokes. What is she chayv? Is she chayv? Does she have to bring a carbon for eating tray food? So according to Shmuel, once she hits 20 years old, so at that point in time, she's a gedola. And from 12 to 20, she's considered to be a ktana. A ktana, she doesn't have to bring a carbon, and therefore she's good to go. According to Shitas Rav, it goes to Mafresh, so she becomes a gedola retroactively, and she's chayeves, a carbon for achilas chelev. So far, so good? Okay, and what we saw last time is, okay, retroactive. Retroactive exactly to what? So again, for my sake, because I didn't have enough time to base measures this morning, I want to go through, just as a chazar at the Ramban, just to put me back in the sugya. Before we do that, again, just a quick review. We saw Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara Bava Metzia says, when Rav says, you go back retroactively, what does Rav say? You go back retroactively to what?
12.
She's a gedola from the age of 12. So we saw last time we have a Ramban, and we have a Ravid, and today we'll have a Rid, and we'll have a Tur, and I'm going to throw in a parenthetical Rashba, okay? And we'll see how that plays itself out. So one more time, again, Shmuel says, when does she become a gedola?
20.
At the age of 20, no retroactivity, and according to Rashi, becomes a gedola at the age of
12.
Not 12.
Lema Freya.
Rashi says at
12.
At the age of 12. Okay, says the Ramban. Let's take a look at the Ramban quickly. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, says the Ramban. Now, who else is in the camp of the Ramban that we saw last time? The Ritva and the Rashba. So the Ramban writes as follows, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, Bagris typically. V'koshele laharayvet, dezovin la emas. When was this Amma Ivriya sold? E dezovin la bekatnus. So if she was sold as a katana at the age of 10, let's say, so bebagris ma boy gabe. Why is she going, what's the relevance of 20 years old? After all, when does this 10-year-old girl go out if she's sold as an Amma Ivriya? 6 years later at Beshesh. She's Yotze Beshesh at 16. El Dezavala must be that he sold her at
16.
Tezvav at 15. Shai Saktana. Why is she Saktana at 15?
No
Simonim. Shalohe Via Shte Saras. V'yotze Bebagru Shel Shnas Chaf. And then she goes out at 20. But according to Rav, it says in Yevamos that Gabe Svishol Via Shte Saras Nazagal Mafrei. She's already got the what? Retroactively, so was he allowed to sell her at 15? He was not allowed to sell 15. Lo typically, because zvinat betalzu, shei shemachra kaitz gdola v'nicha le. So says the Ravid, De eno nasa gadolim afreya ela mishas shenoldu simane sris. Vechein hi lo nasa gadolim afreya ela mishas shenoldu ba simane islandis vahacha. Kishalo nodla kishamacha veikra. Okay. So according to the rabbit, what's the scenario? What's the case in our Gemara? She was sold at the age of 15. And now at the age of 16, she starts to develop physical evidence that she is never going to mature. Some people are slow bloomers. Other people, they're slow bloomers, and then we have an indication, hormonally or whatever, that no, this is not happening. So that starts to develop at the age of 16. She has simone ilonis at 16. Okay, and then what happens at 20? Now at 20, that those simone ilonis are clinched. She's been clinched as an ilonis, because now we know this is not happening. And then says Rav, she is a gedola lemafreya, back to what?
16.
Back to 16, when she started to exhibit simone ilonis. That is the shita of the writer. So the lemafreya of Rav, according to Rav, she is 12. According to the writer, we're going to say simone at the beginning of evidence of simone ilonis, in his example, 16. And then the Ramban says this whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. He says, the ikra kushya lesa. De la Rav mishkachas la bezovna betes v'yud. Rav says, we're talking about a case where he sold her what age? At 10. Ukshiktana. V'yotza b'sheish. And she'll leave at sheishan and she's going to go out at 16. Ukshigia l'chaf. V'noda she ilonis. Nasa gdol l'mafreya. She became a gdol l'mafreya, which means at the age of?
12.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. But... and therefore, she should have gone out when? Lemafreya. But she continued working to 16. And therefore, there's a period of time that she shouldn't have been working. She was working when she shouldn't have been working. She should have been free. And therefore, she needs to be compensated for those extra years of work. Says the, finishes up the Ramban, V'gloy milsa shayadino, it says, Bas, shtemes veshanam umechza, nimsa hu tzarek lahaz lamasha asisa imo yoter. Okay, so according to the Ramban says the Mafreya is 12 and a half. The case is she's hold at 10. She goes out at 16, but she should have gone out what?
At 12 and a half.
So 2.5 years of that work was justified. 3.5 years was excess, and she gets paid back for those 3.5 years.
Wait, what about the previous bell that we just said?
What?
That wasn't him.
That was the right. That was the Ravid. The Ravid says she goes out at Simone Islands. Okay, this is all review of last year. What did
Rambam or Rashi?
Rashi says 12. They're fundamentally similar with a nuanced difference. 12 and a half. Okay. Yes, Zalman. When she becomes 20, she's a gdolo lemafreya back to 12 and a half.
So already 4 years after.
And therefore, 3.5 years of labor, she went out at 16, but 3.5 years of her labor was inappropriate.
She'll have to get paid back 4 years later.
And she'll get that payment. Yes, we have a good accounting. Yeah.
The Ravid's in a middle sheetah?
The Ravid is essentially, I would say the Ravid is, if I'm putting these sheetahs together, the Ravid is like a new sheetah.
Well,
it's a new sheetah. This is like nuances.
The only commentator from 16, according to the Ravid?
According to the Ravid, she sold at 15. She goes out. She goes out when?
At
20, but she should have gone out at 16. Correct.
So you pay her back 1 year.
Right.
15 to 16. No.
That was legitimate work. That was legitimate work. She becomes a dola at 16. Right. Correct. Okay. Rabosai, let's just, again, one last word of review before we go forward. One word of review. So last year, what we did is we... Don't worry. It's all fine. It's all fine. Last week, on Thursday, we explained, we started a Hezbo. And we looked at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus has a very, very striking Lashon, where he refers to a Ktana as both a Ktana and a tinokes. And then when the ktana is no longer ktana, he refers to her as a gedola and an Isha, or and but okay, but and by boy, he says a tinok and a katan versus a gadol and an ish, and why that duplicity of lashon? So we suggested that inherent within godless, there are two factors, presumably two factors. One factor is age, and to be a gadol, you have to hit certain age, and we assume that when you hit an age, 12 by a girl, 13 by a boy, you develop, you have at that point the requisite das to become a gadol, yechayv and mitzvahs, etc. But says the Rambam, that's called a gadol, but there's still also tinokes and tinok and ish. And what's that factor? So tinokes, ish, that is referring to biological maturity. And simonim are also an indicia of development, and the biological simonim are also reflective of maturity. Now the shaila is, the lamdish shaila is, what is the nature of physical simonim? Normally speaking, physical and age, das, they track. Normally, when a person's healthy, the system is working properly, das and physical simanim are somewhat tracked. The ilonis, or the saris, is someone who has divergency in these elements. There's an aging without the physical. And how does that get dealt with halachically? How do we treat that? How do we view that? What is the relationship of simanim with shanim? So according to Shitas Rashi, when you have, as we said, when you have a person who is not developing simanim, so now there is only one criteria. And what is that single criteria? Das, age, and therefore at 12, a girl becomes a bas das, and at that point in time, you ignore the other criteria, 12 is koveh. According to the Ravid, you have another extreme. And what is the Ravid's position? The Ravid's position is you need simanim. Simanim are not just corroborative of das. Simanim are independent indicia of godless. And you need simanim. Simanim are necessary. However, this girl, this islandess, is never developing simanim. So therefore, what is Rav telling you? When does she have, quote-unquote, simanim? When she has simanim islandess. And therefore, at the age of 15, she has simanim. Simanim that tell us, yes, this woman is projecting not to become a physical gadola, and therefore at that point in time, she goes out. By the way, if that's the pshat of the Ravid, it's really very similar to Shmuel. Because what's Shmuel saying? What is Shmuel saying? When do you go out?
At the time when you find...
At the age of 20, she becomes a gadola. What's the magic of the age of 20?
That's when her
simone islandess are clinched. So according to Shmuel, when do you go out? When do you become a gadola? When the simone islandess are clinched. According to Rav, according to the Ravid, when do you go out? No, you go out when you have the beginning of simone islandess. You don't have to clinch the simone islandess. Once you don't wait to you need to wait till 20 because you might she might revert. She might develop simone. We don't know that. She's starting to develop simone islandess. At that point, you don't need clinching. Okay, well, one second. I know. Okay, so Rabosa, I need 5 minutes of real focus now because I just want to wrap up the sugya and I want to finish this up. That was Chazar. Now is new. Okay, Rabosa, I'm going to start. So we have this Ramban Shita, which is a little unusual, the 12 and a half. Why is it reverting to 12 and a half and not to 12? That's an issue that we still have outstanding. I want to highlight for you the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid, if you look at the Tosas Rid, you'll notice that the Tosas Rid ignores Rav. And essentially, the Tosas Rid learns as if Rav didn't exist. Can I have a Tosas Rid? We have a Tosas Rid? Where's the Tosas Rid? You have it handy? Tosas Rid. So Tosas Rid, lo nitzra ela ikra zvina da islandess. Perish ha-more, sha-islandess nim keres bekatnusa kishar bonos. She's going to be sold at 10 years old. Vikasha, uman lemelon bekatnusa te islandess, the sabda da gamin shalotimacher, maybe she can't be sold. Fellow ena islandess ni keres ela me esim shana lamala. V'azvada enron in keres. Tshuva, hecha denimkra v'odok tana, shana ostayim, kodim le'esrim shana, v'igia esrim shana, v'huks v'alnis, v'yotz mishas adon. That's it. So she's going to be sold at? No, not at 10. At 18. She's going to be sold at 18, and when's she going out? At 20. And who is there for the Tosas learning the sugi like? Like who?
Shmuel.
Like Shmuel. Who do we paskin like?
Rav.
So Tosas Rit is saying, I'm not dealing with this problem. I'm just going to learn the sugya like Shmuel. Again, what did Shmuel say?
She's a
ktana until 20. So can he sell her at 18?
Yeah.
Sure. When does she go out?
20.
At 20. Game over. Simple. Simple. It's simple if you're living in a world of Shmuel. Really simple. But Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, how do we paskin?
Rav.
So how in the world can he ignore Rav? That's like very, very troubling. It's troubling. It's troubling. So my next question is, how does Tosas Rid ignore Rav? Now, before I answer that question, what's going to be the answer to that question?
He doesn't ignore Rav.
He can't ignore Rav. He can't. To say that, our whole Gemara is according to Shmuel, is uncomfortable to say. So therefore, what are you going to say to defend the Tosas Rid? I'm not asking for an answer, I'm asking for a strategy. He's not focusing on it? He's explaining Shmuel? This Gemara needs to be.
It's another question.
Lekule Alma. You don't just, what you're saying is, this Gemara is according to Shmuel. And I'm not comfortable saying that Rav Ishmael HaKarav, this whole Gemara, is Aliba, is Loke Hilchasa. It's not like he didn't pay attention. He's not focusing on it. And there's something much more fundamental going on. I'm not looking for an answer, I'm looking for a strategy. What is a strategy?
You learn it through.
What's a strategy?
Understand this again in a different light.
Yes, 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 yes.
His answer is
no, they're definitely arguing. They're definitely arguing. Rabosai, to exacerbate and help make the point. The Ramban, the Tosas Rid ignores Rav. Yet we have a Rav. The Ramban, who's also the Rashba, who's also the Ritva, you'll notice, it says over here 12 and a half. But if you looked at the Rashba and you understood the Rashba says, I'm learning the sugya like Rashi. Rashi in Yavama says what?
12.
So the Rashba in Yavamos is saying 12. The Rashba in our sugya, in Kiddushin says
12 and a half.
That's like a contradiction. But it's also pressing a point. Lastly, I gave you two tours to look at. A tour in Hilchos. In Hilchos, Choshen Mishpat. And the tour in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Rat Reish Lamed Hey, I'm up against the clock. But the tour in Choshen Mishpat says, and Paskins, when it comes to Dine Mominus, if you have a 15-year-old, 16-year-old islands, and who's wheeling and dealing, she's a wheeler and dealer, and then at the age of 20, we clinch her islandess status. Are those transactions good, qualified, halachic transactions? He paskins like Rav, and therefore like Rav, are they good transactions? The answer is yes, because the godless is Lamafreya and Mekachu Memkar, her business dealings are good business dealings if she's a Gedolah. We paskin 12 like Rav. But then, the same tour in Hilchos Ones Umefate, Kuf Ayin Zayin, in Evan HaEzer, says the following. Ha'ilonis. Ha'ilonis. If an Ilos Rachmanel Islan gets raped, chas v'shon. So ha'ilonis dina ketana ad shetia bas chavshana. She's a ketana until she reaches 20. Don't get it. In Mecca, Chumengar, she's a what? She's a gedola at the age of 12. There we paskin like Rav. Over here by Ones, what's he saying we paskin like? Like Shmuel. So we have clearly a conundrum. We are in a quagmire. So pshat is as follows. What I think the pshat is, Rav Osai, I'm sorry, I'm just pushing this through, but I feel the pressure of your lunch. And the pshat, I think, is as follows. According to these Rishonim, especially the Tosas Rishon, I think Tosas is making this point, is these two sugyas are not to be pushed together. The way the Rabbi, Rabban, Ritva Rashba, they're suggesting we have to make these sugyas work together. It's all one shas. They have to work because they're talking fundamentally about the same topic with two different manifestations. When does an islandess become a gedola? And it's one topic, and therefore they have to jive. The Tosas Rita is saying, these are two sugyas. And here we can go with Shmuel, and here we can go with Rav. Because what is the topic of the sugya in Yevamos specifically? It's talking about an onesh for achilas chelif. We're in the world of, is this person chayev an onesh for an avera of achilas chelif? And to that question, there is one criteria of answer. What are we focused on?
Das.
Is she a bas? Das. We're focused on shonim. We're focused, Rav Shita is shonim. And therefore, everyone, even the Ramban and the Rid, everyone's going to say, yeah, 12. Shonim is 12. The tour is talking about Mekach u'Memkar. Reish Lamed Hei Choshen Mishpat. In business, what do you need? You need Das. And to be, as long as she's a Baz Das, you pass like Rav. That's the topic of Yevamos. Is that the topic of the Sugya in Maseches Kiddush? What's the topic in Kiddushin? Is at what point in time are you considered to be out of Rishus Avim? B'yotza Chinam, when do you have what I will call like independence? When are you a Bogeris? When are you mature and out of Beis Avia? So perhaps when it comes to that question, the Yitzia of the Amma, when it comes to the question of is this girl considered to be a Ketana or a Gedola with respect to Knas of Ones, which might be a function not of her own Das, but rather Yitzia Mibeis Avia, her own, shall we say, autonomy. So there introduces the Ramban and introduces Shmuel. Shmuel saying you need some kind of, it's not just Das. It's beyond Das. You also have to have the, shall we say, exhibit the qualities of perhaps being a wife, being married to another. That requires physical siman. That requires not just Das, but that requires a capacity to have children. That requires more. There's a different standard of godless when it comes to onshim, Mekach u'memkar, that's 12 years old, that's Rav. When it comes to other features of halacha, requires godless, that is a function of A, ability to, again, have children, b'yotzi mibeis ha'av, nichnas lebeis ha'bal, in certain circumstances, ma'anes ones, at that point in time, perhaps you need some kind of exhibit of physical simon. So comes on the Rit, and the Rit says, yeah, we're not rejecting Shmuel. you need an exhibit of physical simanim. When do you exhibit physical simanim in order to have a yitziah? So our sugya is, yes, she gets told at 18. Because at 18, she's still called a katana in this regard. She's still under her father's jurisdiction, if you will. She's yotzei when she's a clinched gedola physically. And that becomes when she's a full-fledged islandess. That's the Tosfos read. The Ramban can have a bifurcated view. Because what's the magic of 12 and a half? Remember, this 12 and a half year old, does she have physical simanim?
No.
She doesn't. What's the magic of 12 and a half? 12 and a half is when the average girl, the typical girl, has physical simanim. And at that point in time, says the Ramban, yes, that's when this islandess becomes a gdola here. But in Yavamas, it's onshin. That's purely a function of das. That's the tour. In other words, they're all operating, I think, with that basic thesis and approach. So Rashi says it's all das. It's all das. Everything is das. According to Rashi, there's only one standard, das, that's kovea, and that simanim are just a corroboration of das. If there's no simanim, all we care about is das. That's the vision of this sugya. That's the alternative shita. And sorry for doing that quickly, but I think that's the core idea. Have an excellent day. New sugya, Mirza Shem, tomorrow.
So now we change that Ramban doesn't hold a brush anymore.